Good morning, friends. Welcome to our daily Dharma video post. Today, we're going to continue with the theme that I introduced yesterday, which is the loving kindness practice. And for those of you who weren't here yesterday, just to say that I'm offering this loving kindness practice as a way to help with the strong divisions we're having in our society. When there is that strong sense of other and othering, that's the condition that's very supportive for ill will to arise, right? Hatred. And the loving kindness practice is the antidote, the exact opposite of hatred and ill will. The Buddha said, hatred does not cease by hatred, but by love alone does hatred cease. This is the eternal law. So cultivating the loving kindness practice as a direct counterpoint to so much ill will that is in our culture. And you may say to yourself, well, I don't have ill will towards, say the political divide to other people, but this othering can happen in all arenas of our life. Yeah, someone you're driving and someone isn't driving the way you like, or they cut you off, and all of a sudden, right in that moment, they're the other that's not driving correctly, and ill will can arise, can't it? So this isn't just relegated to the political divide. This othering and the ill will that can come with it is, happens all through our lives, and the loving kindness practice, very helpful for that. So let's get right into it. So we're gonna have a good chunk of time to practice together. As I mentioned yesterday, you want to be as relaxed and comfortable as possible. So feel free to lie down. Relax back into the chair that you might be in, whatever. But really emphasizing the comfort and ease in the body. And because we use visualization in the loving kindness practice, it's very helpful for the eyes to be closed. Letting them gently close. Bringing some attention to the eyes and softening the area around the eyes. And seeing how that kind of causes the other muscles in the face to soften, relax, and how that supports the jaw to soften and relax and become slack. Letting the shoulders drop. Letting the belly soften and drop. So there's this general downward flow of energy as we soften and relax. And we can follow that down with our attention. And then we naturally, as we follow that down, we come into contact with the body and what it's touching underneath. And bringing our attention to these contact points with the body and the earth underneath. And feeling the body at these contact points, starting to have a somatic connection to the body. And we experience, not as a thought, but as a direct experience, calm body, relaxed body, sitting or lying on the earth, We can know that in real time. And right away, we can start to get a sense of the kindness that's even here right now, tuning into that it's quite a kind thing to do for oneself, to give oneself the time to just sit quietly like this, relaxed, at ease. This is a kindness towards oneself. And we can tune into that. So right now, the attention is connected with the touch points of the body, where it's touching the earth below. And now direct the attention, move it from where these touch points are, direct it to where your heart center is, wherever you have a sense that is in your body. Maybe it's the upper kind of left chest, maybe it's someplace else. Direct your attention there and see what sensations, if any, do you feel there? If you feel sensations there, you can just let the attention rest there. If you don't, you might expand your attention just a bit. So let's say you were paying attention to the heart center in the kind of upper left chest area. You might expand that to perhaps even fill the whole torso. And just see if some sensations can be felt in that general area. And if so, then you connect with those sensations and kind of at the same time, connecting right where the heart center is. So kind of holding both, holding the attention at the heart center and in the larger area, in this case, say, of the torso. So we're just beginning to connect with the heart, and we're using a somatic connection. And now with the attention resting at the heart center, I want you to imagine that you are breathing in and out through the heart center. The in-breath comes into the body through the heart center, and the out-breath exits the body through the heart center. And notice what, if any, effect that has on the sensations that you're connected with. You might imagine that each in and out breath kind of gently washes over the heart center. Might be a sense of a smooth, perhaps warm, gentle breath washing over the heart with each in-breath, with each out-breath. You might also imagine or have a sense that the breath interacts with the heart the way a musician's breath would interact with the reed of a reed instrument, causing that reed to vibrate, to flutter. Perhaps getting a sense of each in-breath and out-breath interacting with the heart in a similar way, enlivening it. So these are just some ways to start to connect with one's heart. Another way that some people find helpful is to take one or two hands and just place it on where you have a sense your heart center is, literally connecting physically with it, with your hand. So we're just offering you some ways here to start to connect with the heart and to begin to connect with a sense of caring and feeling of kindness, softness. These somatic approaches of letting the attention rest at the heart center, noticing sensations, imagining one is breathing in and out of the heart center, and placing the hand or hands on the heart center. These can be a practice in and of themselves, and they also can be the foundation for the other practices that we're going to do. So if you'd like to follow along now, if you resonate with these somatic practices, you can keep them going. And if you didn't, just let them drop. And now bring to mind a person in your life that has shown you a great kindness. Someone who you feel really understood you, perhaps. Someone who actively showed you your potential or your goodness. And as you kind of look for this person, just remembering they don't have to be perfect. It's not that they were like that with you all the time. Maybe it was even just for a few moments. These moments can be quite transformative when we know we're really seen, for instance. Or just a moment of deep caring. And as you bring this person to mind, try to get a picture of them in your mind, especially their face and their eyes, if you can. And see if you can recollect a particular instance that you have a memory of, where they were, say, being very kind to you, showing you your goodness, letting you know that they really saw you and got you. See if you can bring that instance to mind. And see if you can recollect the expression, you know, their face and their eyes. What was that like? And see if you can connect with receiving this kindness and this caring. receiving loving kindness, opening. Sometimes when we do this practice, we might have thoughts and memories of other parts of this person that maybe weren't so great. If that happens, we just gently put them to the side and reconnect with those times when they were caring and kind to us. So there's a couple parts to this. One is the visual. You can hold that, connect with that, especially the face and the eyes. And the other part is the feeling. See if you can recollect what that felt like to be the recipient of that kindness. And see if you can kind of connect with that in real time, here and now. Basking in the warmth. Seeing if you can connect with the eyes, face, the expression of kindness and care. If you resonated with the somatic approaches, you can keep those going even as you do this. And on the heart, breathing in and out of the heart center. And it's nice to end a practice period of loving kindness with a very simple act of loving kindness. Wishing that the merit of this loving kindness practice be of benefit to living beings everywhere. The Buddha talked about two kinds of joy, worldly joy and unworldly joy. Worldly joy is joy that depends on things being a certain way. So it depends on, you know, having that ice cream or having that beautiful conversation with that particular person or whatever, right? There's something that has to happen in order for that joy to then arise. And the unworldly joy is the opposite. Nothing needs to happen. the conditions don't have to be any particular way for that joy to arise. And the joy of loving kindness fits into that category, as does the the joy of, like, the joy of concentration. So these meditative joys are in the unworldly category. And because they're in the unworldly category, because loving kindness is, it means that you can connect with it anytime. The conditions don't have to be any particular way in order for that to happen. And so you can connect, say, just very simply with your heart center, bringing your attention there. You might imagine breathing a few breaths in and out. Or this other technique of receiving it, just bringing this person to mind, seeing them, you know, really radiating with their face at you. Doesn't take long and can happen anytime because it's unworldly. The conditions don't have to be any particular way. Okay, friends, that's it for today. I will be back with you next Tuesday. Caroline will be with you till then. Until next Tuesday, I wish you well in all ways. Okay, take care and bye-bye for now.